welcome back to the Monday Show. This is the 9th of January 2017, and of course it's the first day of the inaugural, before inauguration of the Senate hearings regarding our new cabinet, the Titan team. And of course, Jim Fetcher is always doing an amazing amount of research. He's here on Mondays. First hour, we often do a video, most often on Tuesday, because he's so busy doing multiple radio shows, including his own, over at the Rents Network, etc. Jim, what's the latest news?
Well, there's quite a lot to report, Bill. I think a mini-cosm of what's going on here in the United States is represented by the Fort Lauderdale airport shooting. There's an ample amount of proof that it was a fabricated event. Right. There's no recoil from the shots. The sound is wrong. The airline is denying he was even on the plane. What becomes important is sorting out the motivation. And it turns out that the Florida legislature is considering a an open carry law that would probably be the strongest in the nation in support of the Second Amendment. They're supposed to vote tomorrow. So the timing appears to be intended to create political pressure here. Red Silver, Jay, who turns out to be a brilliant blogger, has observed this guy flew from Alaska to Minnesota down to Florida. Why didn't he shoot people in Minneapolis? They have a big airport there. I've flown out of it many times. This was clearly because the Minneapolis legislature is not considering an open carry law.
Now, with this situation, there's a lot of comments by his relatives that suggested this guy was a Manchurian candidate.
Well, I mean, he could be many different things, but it's clear this was a setup and it's a fabricated event. I question whether anyone has died. You know, these events, they've been pulling them off again and again and again, Bill. It's shocking. Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing, San Bernardino, Charleston, Orlando, Dallas. I have looked into all of them, and there's simply all too familiar pattern of fabrication, deceit, deception. You don't have the proper response by the medical authorities. It's Sandy Hook and Boston, for example, no surge of EMTs, no string of ambulances to rush the injured. Didn't happen in Orlando either. In San Bernardino, we actually found the Craigslist ad for extras, good pay, transportation, food, some speaking roles, call date December 1st, going live December 2nd. This is all just ridiculous stuff. And they make use it in multiple different ways to try to promote gun control. That appears to be the obvious rationale here in Fort Lauderdale to try to oppose this very strong open carry law that I would myself applaud. The alternative argument, of course, is, as in the case of many of these other shootings, if those who were alleged to be the victims had been armed, then this wouldn't have taken place at all.
Right.
And Bill, one of the most stunning is the case of the statistics in Chicago, which have reached record, some 726, I think, murdered in Chicago in the last year, but where the media invariably does not state that Chicago has the most stringent gun control laws in the country.
Right.
What that means is the gun control agenda is a failure, and in fact, many past studies have reflected that when you take away guns, crime surges. I mean, this is not novelty. It's a matter of the government suppressing information the public needs to know.
Really? That's the thing that's so disturbing is who is doing this? For example, the latest thing I saw in the news this morning is that someone in the intel community released the classified report, supposedly from the FBI and CIA, to NBC. This is before it even arrived on the president's desk. I can't believe this kind of foolishness is going on. And then Assange comes back out and says, there's absolutely no indication of a state actor of any nation, especially of Russia, or affiliated with Russia. And yet they keep on beating this drum, saying they have all these things, and even the NSA director says he doesn't find any strong evidence for it. So how can you have such disparate opinions? This is ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, it's a complete politicalization of the agencies. I have a lot to say about this. For example, the question is being raised, why is Trump siding with Assange over the CIA? To which I have replied, Trump is siding with Assange because he is telling the truth and they are not. There was no Russian hacking. John Brennan made it up and used a phony website, Proper Not, to float the theory so the Washington Post, the New York Times, and Barack Obama could run with it. The DNC emails were leaked, not hacked, apparently by Seth Rich, the DNC IT guy, who was disgusted by the sabotaging of the Bernie Sanders campaign. Right. He gave them to Craig Murray, who in turn gave them to Julian Assange. No one has disputed the authenticity of any, not even one, of the WikiLeaks releases. Right. The focus ought to be on the content of those leaked emails, Bill, which display the subversion of democracy by the DNC. The hearings in Washington have been a farce, where John McCain was instrumental in the creation of ISIS and where Brennan has been outed as a Saudi mole by Wayne Manson. Nothing is as it is presented to the public by the fake mainstream media.
The thing that's amazing to me is I would like to know exactly who in the intel community is doing this, and why do they think they can get away with continuing to scam the public with the media?
Well, it's being done by John Brennan. Wayne Madsen had a brilliant expose of John Brennan, that he is a Saudi Arabian mole, that he became a convert to Islam when he was a section chief in Saudi Arabia, that he's converted to Wahhabism, and that he is doing everything he can to undermine the actual even inauguration of Donald Trump. Because he fears that, you know, he's going to be outed, which, of course, will happen forthwith, where Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, formerly the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, is aware of his Saudi connections. But what's stunning here is they're using a baseless conspiracy theory in the weak sense, Bill, of being merely rumor, speculation, or conjecture, for which there is no evidence at all, in order to promote a bona fide conspiracy to deny Trump the electoral victory to which he was entitled by virtue of the election we conducted on November 8th. And this conspiracy, he's joined by the Washington Post, which is not being run by Jeff Bezos, who has a $900,000 contract with the CIA for Amazon.com to assist. The New York Times, which has turned into nothing but the Langley newsletter, and the President of the United States, Barack Obama. He has disgraced himself, Bill. This guy is going to go down as the worst president in American history.
Well, actually, he's the best president for the New World Order and the globalists. He is actually a super genius mole who actually is destroying systematically the government, demilitarizing us, stepping down our military of our nuclear forces without any collaboration with Russia doing equivalent. I mean, everything he's done is to literally make us a post-colonial empire.
I think those are very astute observation. And of course, even Clapper, and you got to remember, Bill, this is the same Clapper who told us that there was no spying being conducted by the NSA on the American people, which of course.
That's a patent lie. I listen, as a doctor that took care of people at NSA and Special Op and Delta and the Virtual World Project, everybody on Earth, right down to a shepherd in Afghanistan, is being spied on by the NSA. Even the phone system in China, 3COM, there's no phone, fax, email communication in any way that are in. And by the way, since 2003, we have an AI listening system that's not just looking for keywords. It's a full AI system. People need to understand everything is being spied on in this planet by the NSA. Everything.
Bill, it's astounding to me how they're pulling out all of the stops here, even on CNN this morning, and I never realized that it was a completely controlled CIA operation. They're talking about Donald Trump having spoken with Vladimir Putin about how to rig the election in order to guarantee his success. I mean, it's just disgraceful.
Right.
And here's a guy by the name of Mark Ash who runs reader-supported news, which in the past I thought was a legitimate website, claiming that all this interference is completely serious and we have to hold Trump account for his collaboration with the Russians. It's all nonsense. But there's a very good comment on it, where I've had comments on reader-supported news that disappeared before, and now I understand why. Here's a very good comment. I think Mark expresses a legitimate opinion. It's the opinion of most journalists in mainstream media. It is not one I agree with. Robert Perry over at Consortium News has done a great job of showing the similarities of this current Red Scare and previous Red Scares of the 20s, the 50s, the 60s, and the 80s. The CIA and earlier the FBI has tried to influence American domestic political conditions with the same outcry. The Russians or communists are hacking our systems and influencing us. In the 50s, Joe McCarthy was sure the communists had taken over Hollywood, and most of the movies coming out were destroying the minds of Americans. What's happening now is just a new McCarthyism, as Perry has written. When I was a kid, Russia was blamed for the crisis in sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Barry Goldwater, the earlier incarnation of John McCain, was one of the loudest criers against the Russian influence in American political affairs. Why is it that Americans are so susceptible to this manipulation? Why are they so willing to believe they cannot make up their minds because they're so deeply influenced by outside forces? The Russian hacking conspiracy theory is one more case of the CIA controlling domestic politics, something it's prohibited from doing by its charter. First, it tried to storm arm the electoral college. Now it's trying to trap Trump so he cannot open better relations with Russia. The CIA is far more dangerous than Russia.
Yeah, I think what he needs to do is he needs to basically chop it up, clean it out, and start all over again. The CIA and the NSA, by the way, they try to pretend they're lily white. The NSA is just a lot sneakier. The dirty arm of these intel agencies is CIA. And by the way, they do domestic things they're not supposed to do in concert with the FBI. And the NSA provides all the data for everything.
Now, there's further confirmation, by the way, this whole thing is a scam from Robert David Steele, who is a former Marine Corps intelligence officer and CIA analyst. Who points out that the report on Russian hacking, this is the unclassified one, which I have read myself, only is signed by three agencies. You hear everyone on the cable news and elsewhere claiming all 17 is false. Only three, the CIA, the FBI, and the NSA. He points out at least five specific problems with the report. First, there's no credible evidence the Russians actually hacked anything, no responsible examination of the countervailing evidence from everyone else, including NSA and CIA insiders, as he has previously published. Second, there's no context with respect to the influence activities by Israel on behalf of Hillary Clinton that were far more extensive, as well as the cyber activities of everyone else, including China, France, and Germany. Nor is there any admission with respect to the fact that NSA does more spying on all U.S. politicians than all the foreign services combined, and that NSA insiders have said they leaked some of the emails. Third, there's no discussion whatsoever that proven ballot tampering by Hillary Clinton and stealing 13 primaries from Bernie Sanders, no discussion of the larger context in which a two-party tyranny disenfranchises 70% of the U.S. eligible voters. Fourth, there's no discussion whatsoever the degree to which Russia today evidently considered weaponized information by the CIA is offering the truth to the U.S. public, for example, on fracking, versus lies disseminated as official narrative with the full complicity of the fake news media. Five, there's no discussion whatsoever the degree to which the CIA and various other green-black elements of the government spend over $5 billion a year on propaganda and another $5 billion a year on cyber espionage, while spending at least $1 billion a year on agents of influence. I mean, they have a massive propaganda operation where William Colby warned us long ago that the CIA, of which he was then its director, owns everyone of significance in the major media. And if it was true in his day, Bill, it's far worse today.
Yeah, exactly. Now, where this is going, and people have to understand, when you have the convergence of the banks getting rid of cash, when you have total surveillance network, when you have things like the NDAA fake news law that Obama embedded in the military appropriations bill, $611 billion, just signed a week ago, what you're seeing is a move to suppress open debate, open questioning, and trying to literally feed the masses, I call the mushroom media, BS, and keep us in the dark.
Well, I'll tell you what I think is going on, Bill. if you look up continuity government, which is put in place in 2 days after 9/11 by George W. Bush and gives the president extraordinary powers, you'll find that he did something very peculiar recently. He put the whole national election system under the auspices of the Department of Homeland Security. It's critical infrastructure. And if you look at continuity of government, I believe you'll find there an open opportunity to claim that this Russian hacking affected the integrity of the electoral system and entitles him to declare the election null and void and to remain in office. This is what I predict is going to happen.
Do you think that might happen before Inauguration Day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to happen, like the day before. Yes.
Let me lay this all out for you out there listening. If they pull this off, there'll be a hot, bloody civil war, and I don't want it. And they need to understand that this is not going to go easily. 94 million armed Americans with hundreds of millions of guns and billions of bullets isn't going to go away. In fact, the best gun salesman in the last 8 years is Barack Obama. So the idea they're trying to see if they can suppress it with this Florida attack, the open carry bill, isn't going to change things in one of the most conservative states in the union is Florida. And I just think these people have lost their touch with reality. They think the public is stupid. There's usually an IQ gap of 15 to 20 points where the public is 15 to 20 points higher than our so-called elected and corporate officials that try to run us. It's not going to happen. And you need to understand that the election of Donald Trump is a good example, despite them probably stealing seven states at least, by vote tampering and messing with machines and people voting seven times and on and on and on. And these are documented. There's probably worse. And the motor voter rule, which even Obama supported, we know that more than 50% in the last 2 years of the new licenses in California were for illegals. And they were told by Obama and by Brown, the governor of California, go and vote. No problem. Don't worry about it. You got a right to vote. No, you don't have a right to vote. You're an illegal. You have a license here to drive so you don't get picked up for driving without a license. But beyond that, you do not have a right to vote. But these governor and the president himself did a felony to support a violation of our constitutional rights by forcing people to say, hey, no problem. It's a sanctuary. You can go and vote. And you can vote for whoever. But by the way, vote for Hillary because she's going to pass an amnesty bill. Because the Democrats want to eventually change the balance so much that there'll never be a Republican government again. And if they could, they get rid of the idea of electoral college because they just want three or four megacities to run the entire election so they can continue running roughshod to shove America into a new world order. We're no longer a sovereign nation. We no longer even have our own military force. It'll be a world force controlled by the United Nations. That's where it's all going.
Yeah, I think that's right. Former CIA and NSA officials have debunked the Russian hacking conspiracy. William Binney, former NSA official turned whistleblower, and Ray McGovern, veteran award-winning CIA officer turned political activist, have explained the utter lack of evidence presented by current intelligence officials to back up the allegations indicates a possibility none exists. The long-anticipated joint analysis report issued by the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI on December 29th met widespread criticism in the technical community, they wrote, referring to the sole public disclosure of putative evidence. Worse still, some of the advice it offered led to a very alarmist false alarm about supposed Russian hacking into a Vermont power station. It had no basis at all. I mean, what in God's name would Russia be doing hacking into a Vermont power station? They later acknowledged that it was a mistaken report. It wasn't true. But that's after all the headlines had been published and the American people felt a surge of fear over the very idea.
Yeah, and first off, you wouldn't hack something like this unless you were actually in an active state of war. This is something you do as a part of war. You do not do it preemptively. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, this is like, are they crazy? Do they think we're that stupid? No.
No, they're trying to set it up for Obama to nullify the election.
Yeah, well, it isn't going to happen.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
So, Jim, what you just said is so shocking. This event could be the event of 2017, where literally a takedown of the new cabinet and perhaps an even assassination attempt while they're trying to preempt the government. This could be, maybe this could explain, for example, it's not just for one of his so-called adopted daughters to continue going to school, but they're building a wall around this so-called house in Washington, D.C. Like, why the hell is Obama doing that when he's got a home in Hawaii? Apparently, he's got a home that he's buying here in California. What the heck is he doing there, hanging on to Washington, D.C., with a wall around his property?
Well, I think he may be worried that, as George H.W. Bush remarked to a reporter, that if the American people knew the truth of what we've done to this country, they'd chase us down the street and rip us apart.
I think Obama may be worried. Italian fascist. He ended up hanging upside down with his wife and being beaten after his dead body was hung upside down. I mean, people need to understand that Obama, I want him to go to office and be disgraced and go to prison after a proper trial. But he's a foreigner. He had disgraced the country. He's put us in grave danger. And if it wasn't for a non-vodka-drinking Russian, we probably already would be at war with Russia.
Yes, yes, yes. And he's used these executive orders to even strengthen his powers under the continuity of government. And this has to be the reason why he put the our whole electoral system. I mean, this is totally unconstitutional.
But under Homeland Security. And now, listen, George Bush started this reading the upside-down book on the pet goat in Florida at a grammar school. But the fact is the continuity of government laws have not been turned off. People have to understand we're still under an instance of foreign martial law. First started in 1933, and now, since 9/11, which is a scam, people need to know it was a self-inflicted wound. Even the king of Saudi Arabia said, when they were accusing the Saudis of doing it, the Saudis said, no, it was a self-inflicted wound by America. And here we have a Wahhabist king supporting ISIS, who, by the way, now Erdogan has got absolute proof that America supports ISIS and ISIL, and people in the media don't pay attention to it or even ask tough questions to say, can we validate this? I mean, it really is disgusting what's going on. The media are useless.
Here's further proof of what we're talking about and why it's so serious. From Wayne Madsen reports for January 6th through 8, 2017, unprecedented CIA attempting to undermine president-elect. I'll just read a couple paragraphs. Although the Central Intelligence Agency has a long history of undermining presidents-elect and prime ministers-elect in other countries, the United States has never witnessed the intelligence agency so blatantly attempting to politically weaken a U.S. president-elect just a few weeks prior to his inauguration. What the CIA is doing in forcing Donald Trump into shifting from his campaign promise of restoring good relations with Russia to one of outright hostility to Moscow, favored by the CIA Director of National Intelligence and the neoconservatives within the Republican and Democratic Party establishments, is nothing less than an overt threat to American democracy. And pressure from the CIA, DNI, National Security Agency, and the Department of Defense's Undersecretariat for Intelligence, Trump has vowed to revamp the U.S. intelligence community. He's also questioned the politicalization of U.S. intelligence, particularly the January 5th Senate Foreign Relations Committee testimony of DNI James Clapper, NSA Director Mike Rogers, and Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence Marcel Letourneau. Clapper, in particular, not only called out Russia for hacking election-related computers at the DNC, but also for using fake news, social media, and RT to influence the recent U.S. elections. That was a slap at Trump's incoming National Security Advisor, former DIA Chief, retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who stood accused of retweeting, along with his son, fake news. But what they're calling fake news is actually honest reporting about Pizzagate, and I'm convinced, Bill, that this whole thing is intended in large measure to evade Pizzagate. I mean, the revelations that came out about Hillary Clinton and the DNC sabotaging Bernie Sanders were bad enough, but when John Podesta emails began appearing, they led to the reconstruction of an elaborate child trafficking network run out of a couple of pizzerias in Washington, D.C., and a whole lot of gruesome other details, including President Barack Obama spending a lot of money to bring kids from Chicago for a private party at the White House.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense unless you understand that it's Satanism. Satanism is evil, and it's deep in our government.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
About 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store without having to stop and rest. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
"I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours."
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You know, as I said on the break, it doesn't matter if you're a religious person. I happen to be a nonconformist believer. I don't even like to use the word Christian, because the Christian word was actually invented by Domitian as a curse against Christians, saying you're a little anointed one too. The best way to think of it is a modern version of an ancient Israelite that believes in one God. But even if you're an agnostic, you have to look at this group behavior over many centuries as real. There's so much evidence in every culture, going right back to Cro-Magnon man and Neanderthal, a quarter million years, that human beings do some really, really evil shit. And you have to understand, I watched a show on the Vikings, 40% of the Viking population are made up by slaves, and they're often used not just for labor, they're used for human sacrifice. And the fact is, a large segment of our ruling class are basically card-carrying Satanists. Now, whether you want to believe in Satan as a real person or real being, whatever or not, you have to look at the behavior and say, my gosh, this Pizzagate thing is real. And they really are consuming children through ritual sacrifice and disappearing them. And it really is real. And the problem is that if the ruling class is willing to do that, what will they do to us? I remember reading about an ancient people that were lined up in battle. And the ruling warriors on one side actually took their own children out and sacrificed them before the enemy. The enemy ran. They realized if they're willing to take their own children and sacrifice them before the battlefield, what will they do to us? Same with 9/11. When 3,000 people died, and by the way, if everybody was in the mall and the two buildings, it would have been probably more like 25,000 dead. Many of them got advanced warnings like Odigo, the messaging company from Israel, and these Israeli spies coming over here to videotape it and go back and document and actually show it on films in Israel. They were documenting something that they were pulled as a trigger finger by the CIA to do it. They were there under Marvin Bush putting micro-nukes inside the building and advanced explosives to demolish it. It was a demolition. I talked to a Finnish munitions expert who was contracted in 1998. He sent me the 35-page document he sent to the Port Authority in New York of how he was going to demolish it with micro-nukes and RDX. So you have to understand, these people are so friggin' evil, the average person thinks it's so fantastic, there's no way it's real. Yeah, it doesn't matter whether or not it's spiritually real or not. These maniacs believe it. So it doesn't matter if you're an agnostic, a religious person, or whatever. Hillary Clinton is a card-carrying witch, and these people are blood-drinking Satanists, including Podesta, when they do the spirit cooking. It doesn't matter if you don't believe in the spiritual side of it. Their behavior tells exactly what they're willing to do, which is virtually anything.
Well, the American people have to face up to the grim reality that very gruesome, repulsive, obscene things have been going on in Washington, D.C. I've reported before my interview with New York police Gold Shield detective Jim Rothstein, who cracked many pedophile cases in New York City, only to find the district attorney unwilling to go forward with him because of political pressures. And where, when I shared with him revelations coming from the Anthony Weiner treasure trove and asked whether that surprised him, he confirmed no, it did not at all, because based upon his experience, as much as 70% of the American political elite are engaged in pedophilia. Yeah. So, you know, we have to face up to the reality. I mean, this is completely disturbing stuff, absolutely shocking, but there's a massive evidence about it, and there's a tremendous effort to suppress it. I have just discovered that after co-hosting four shows on False Flag Weekly News for the first, second, third, and fourth Fridays of December,
right,
that the guy who runs the whole thing, No Lies Radio, has gone back to all those shows I did with Scott Bennett, who's a former Army Intel and PsyOps officer who's turned whistleblower, and removed all our stories about Pizzagate. He took out 54 stories from those
Who did that?
This guy, Alan Reese, R-E-E-S. I talk about it and I document it on my blog.
What network was it on?
NoLiesRadio.org. So, but there are two kinds of lies, you know. They're lies of commission, where you say something deliberately false in order to mislead an audience, or lies of commission, where you deliberately suppress information so the audience won't gain access to it. He's committed massive lies of omission, and doing that after the shows were broadcast is simply indefensible. I published about it on my blog. Go to jamesfetzer.blogspot.com. Yeah, and you'll see I have a two-part article, False Flag Weekly News Censors Pizzagate Reports.
Right.
And, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to throw out a theory, and I want to get your analysis of it. Because I really think this theory, although it sounds subtle, it actually may be the final jump point, if you want to call it, to a very dark future. We've been playing around with artificial intelligence for many years. I started programming back in 1970, and I had a talent at programming, so I taught myself 12 different programming languages, including machine language, Pascal, PL1, and nonlinear programming used by the military. What I realized is that it was only a matter of time before human beings would create algorithms that would literally be self-teaching algorithms, like the computer Watson, that machines would soon cover and have the access to things like the Promise software that was developed for the NSA and insurance carriers, believe it or not, initially, that would make it possible to have every database seamless, and with an AI system could have access to all data for every action of all human beings and create a virtual sim world for the real world. In fact, people, I'm going to give a few parameters here. And I've said this before, but I want people to challenge me because, you know, a lot of time people say, well, you think you're an expert in everything. No, I don't. But I have special areas of knowledge that's pretty damn remarkable. Now, one of them is knowing about the Virtual World Project because I took care of the employees for up to 6 years. They have a simulation in cyberspace down to 1.5 centimeters, not only in horizontal but vertical dimensions of the actual physical Earth, right down to roadways and buildings and people and icons. Everybody in the first and second world is called a node, N-O-D-E. They have a cybernetic analysis of data that's linked to that, of everything you buy, sell, communicate, who you, what banks accounts you use, what time, what kind of socks you have, whatever, everything. And we're very close to the idea of getting rid of cash. Now, cash is under attack right now. People don't see the connection between all this stuff and why it's connected. Because if you can eventually get rid of cash and you have a total cybernetic control, at least the first and second world, then you have a new world order because data is king. Data is more powerful than bullets. It's more powerful than nuclear weapons. It's more powerful than anything, especially data when you have an AI system that literally is thinking hundreds of trillions of times faster than the human mind with the intelligence of a human mind, but access to every database on Earth. And that's I think we're literally on the nexus of that. And they don't want to tell us the fact they've been playing around this, because I have my own contacts that they started launching their first kind of infantile system in 2003 at the NSA primary node at Schriever Air Force Base in Colorado. And this system is ready to launch probably by around 2020, is what I've heard from my sources, that they will have a prescient financial control and digital control of everybody on Earth. And if you don't fit in their system, and again, they're testing it in different nations like China, your social score determines whether you even get a job. In India, they literally are getting rid of different cash notes, and they've got everybody in the country, out of 1.3 billion people. They have a digital scan of their iris, digital fingerprints, and facial scan. Things are moving toward what I call a digital world, and I think this is going to trump everything. I mean, I know Donald Trump is trying to rebuild an economy in America, but remember, we're moving to robotics, where you don't need slave labor in China and Indonesia. We're moving to a system where data is king, and if someone controls all the data and the cash, they control everything. And I think that's where all this is going. This is the driver behind the Satanism, the desperation of the globalists, because Donald Trump is throwing a giant monkey wrench in this system because they have a timeline. And I think the data timeline is closing in on the next 3 or 4 years, where human beings will be like, if you want to call bugs in a giant, you know, electronic digital matrix, like the movie The Matrix, and we're really, really close to it. I don't think people understand, because I understand programming and algorithms and so on. We're very freaking close to total digital control of everybody on Earth.
Well, Bill, I understand the vision. I have published quite a lot on artificial intelligence, cognitive science. I founded and edited for 10 years an international journal.
You're a top expert. So you see why I'm totally freaked out by this, because I understand making an AI system, especially that can exceed normal human intelligence, is not difficult. And once human being, you know, it's happening. Let's put it that way. They're throwing trillions, not billions, of dollars into this. And the best minds twisted on Earth.
Look, I edited the journal, but I was a critic of the computational model of the mind. I think it's fundamentally flawed, because it operates purely on the basis of the shapes, sizes, patterns of digits. You know, really, it's binary, zeros and ones.
Bill, go ahead, listen to me.
Yeah. Now, the fact is the human mind operates in terms of signs, which are things that, for example, look like, smell like, resemble what they stand for, paintings, photographs, maps, the like. Right. Cause and effect relations, smoke, fire, heat, fire, right, and so forth, and symbols, which are merely habitually associated with that for which they stand. They don't look like, they're not causes or effect, as the word horse or the word chair. They don't look like a horse or a chair. Yeah. Now, what you can do with AI is create models that can simulate the behavior or thought process of persons without actually replicating it. It's not bona fide human thought. These aren't thinking things. These are very good at processing marks.
Right.
But what's amazing is how much you can accomplish by processing marks. So in the global sense, you know, in terms of the objective, I think you're right. But the problem is there's so many impracticalities. I just got a letter that was too big for the postage blight. I had to give like 64 cents back to my postman for this extra size letter. What am I supposed to do? Give him a credit card? Everything's going to be electronic. What about a farmer's market? You buy and sell, small sums of money are involved. You're going to have to do that electronically. I agree with you completely that that's the vision of the bankers and the corporations. I just don't think it's workable.
Oh, absolutely.
And I wonder when
it'll break down. But you see, they got this wet dream that this is what they want. And they're willing to do anything to achieve it. Including
Bill, I'm not disagreeing with you. Yeah. I'm not disagreeing with you about the objective. I think there are serious problems with the implementation.
Oh, absolutely. I don't doubt that even if they try to implement it partially, there'll be an underground economy. There'll be other, you know, for example, their system, and I know this from the guys inside NSA. I took care of the fellows working at Lucent Technology that did the programming for the long-range Tomahawk missiles that'll come off our Navy ships and go 1,500 to 3,000 miles. And I asked them what programming language they're using and what kind of encryption technology. They're all using prime number encryption. Now, there's non-prime number encryption, and they damn well know it, and the NSA are freaked out because non-prime number encryption means it's impossible for them to break the code. The fact is that these people are running out of time, and their systems don't have the prescient control to completely control us. And if we have, for example, let's say they shut down the Internet or the alternative media, we would just build an alternative broadcasting system that would be fully encrypted that they could never break.
Yep.
So the fact is they're freaked out, and they're trying to fast-track this. That's why they want to get rid of Donald Trump, because they know damn well if Donald Trump gets away with what he's going to do, he's going to break their back.
Bill, I agree with all that. Let me say a few more words about Pizzagate.
Yeah. Yeah.
For those who don't know, go to hashtag Pizzagate, what we know so far, for a wonderful introduction. It'll explain the code that was discerned from the Podesta emails and how it relates to what we know. You'll see for yourself, you know, the transcription of the Fred Burton email via WikiLeaks. Obama spent about $65,000 flying in pizza slash dogs from Chicago for a private party at the White House. The White House will not accept food from outside sources. It would be absurd to fly real pizza pies or hot dogs from Chicago. They'd be cold by the time you got there. You could get as good or better right in Washington, D.C. And the term pizza stands for little girls, dogs for little boys. So what's going on here ties Barack Obama into this whole sordid business. They're trying their best to blame Russia for everything. Get this. Now the mainstream media claims Russians are planning child porn on their foes' computers. And in another instance, there was an elaborate article, total fabrication, that Roger Stone had concocted Pizzagate for Trump. This is embarrassing beyond words. I'm convinced that aging women like Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi are convinced that if they drink the blood of children, they are going to be rejuvenated. And we have tracked down Nancy Pelosi's pizzeria, Goat Hill Pizza, in San Francisco, which features the head of a goat and its horns, which are satanic symbols. And I've been sent a photograph from inside the pizzeria, which oddly enough has its walls plastered with drawings and letters from little children. I'm telling you, this is despicable, Bill, beyond words.
Yeah. Well, you know, the problem is, you see, if you want to tell a lie like the old story, you tell it so big that nobody will believe you, because it's so big it's like a Paul Bunyan lie on steroids. That people, come on, you know, that can't be happening. And people look at you like you, even if you throw the photographic evidence, like, or audio evidence, it doesn't matter. They'll tell you it's fake news. This is the other term. The word fake news now is like a CIA operative, just like a conspiracy theorist. If it's a theory, it means it has to be supported by evidence. But if it's fake news, it means we disagree with it, therefore it's fake, even if it has absolute documentable proof in this news item that can't be controverted, that's still fake.
I know. Listen, they're now is summing up about what Obama accomplished in his 8 years as president. And when they list his greatest accomplishment, the first is the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, his greatest domestic achievement. Of course, that's not going to last long. But second, Bill, and this is fascinating, that he authorized the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. Now, I happen to be an expert on this subject. And Osama actually died on 15 December 2001 in Afghanistan. Right. He was buried in an unmarked grave.
Right.
Right. Turns out that he was our man in Afghanistan, instrumental in getting the Stinger missiles to the resistance there that were used to shoot down Russian planes and tanks and drove the Soviet Union out. He was known as Colonel Tim Osman of the CIA.
So he was visited
by a CIA official at a hospital in Dubai where he was suffering from his maladies, affected his kidneys and dialysis. It's tough to get those dialysis machines in and out of those caves in Afghanistan.
Problem is the wheels break off. That's the problem, right?
So that we know a great deal about this, especially because at the time, I was running the website for Scholars for 9/11 Truth, and we were publishing articles subsequently about fake videos and tapes. Here's some sources for those who may be in doubt about it. Osama bin Laden, 1957 to 2001, by Nicholas Kullerstrom. That's on jamesfetzer.blogspot.com. Includes photographs of the real and the fake Osama. It's embarrassing how blatant this has been. David Ray Griffin has a book, Osama bin Laden, Dead or Alive. You can get it on Amazon.com and go read the press releases from Scholars for 9/11 Truth.
Yeah, exactly. I have a new term for you, Jim, that you'll laugh at. He's not really Osama, he's Osama-ish.
Osama-ish?
Looks somewhat like remotely if you're looking at a distance like Osama.
Oh, these photographs of the fake one, yeah.
Yeah. Osama-ish. Back in a minute.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
We're going to be videotaping tomorrow, just after the show tomorrow, which will be after 3 p.m. Central Time. With Jim, you've got a lot of updates. The scariest thing you said today, Jim, was that these people have enough insane hubris that they actually are going to try to see if they can preempt the literally election using Homeland Security and this takeover of the voting system as part of the continuity of government. And right before Inauguration Day, do they realize that a number of their agents, and I know this because I work with NSA, CIA, and other agents, most of them are going to turn on these guys and they're going to find a gun on their ear. They're going to find out there will be their own buddies will actually be arresting them. And I don't think the Secret Service is going to start having a shooting fight with Donald Trump's private security force. I really think this is going to get more than just a little nuts. If they try to pull this off, people like Obama better have more than just a wall around his property in Washington, D.C. He's going to get arrested.
Bill, they're going to try. I guarantee you they're going to try to pull it off. Let me give you one final note that just shows the hypocrisy, deceit, and deception. Not only, as I previously explained, did Hillary Clinton use body doubles after her collapse on 9/11, where this woman who came out of Chelsea's building was shorter, thinner, younger, spry, carefree, pleasant, totally unlike Hillary Clinton. But it turns out now we have new revelations that they use morphine technology during the debates to make Hillary look younger and more attractive. Check out Hillary Clinton exposed. No med cocktail, no camera filters, no professional makeup, no booster seat. And you'll see what I'm talking about. In other words, even during the debates, we were giving false images of Hillary Clinton during the debate that were based on new technology to make her look younger and more attractive.
Yeah, in fact, it's almost like seeing the transformation of the Baron Harkonnen from the movie Dune. I mean, it's she didn't have one of these gravity seats to float around on, but my gosh, it's just one step before that. This is really craziness. This is like wag the dog on steroids, isn't it?
It is. It's unbelievable, and it's our own CIA now practicing the same techniques it's used to overthrow the governments of more than 80 countries abroad using the same...
That's because they're ready with world government. By the way, this was conceived, and from my sources, it's called Project Omega, which was conceived during the time of the Nazis in the 1930s, and was completed by George Bush Sr. This idea is a super agency that cross-connects every agency on Earth, including Russian and Chinese, and they're literally data is king. They're getting ready to do something really bad. And people have to understand that's why it's tied to the cash system, tied to data acquisition, tied to the CIA, these agencies all over the world connecting. And they're having some disarray because the Russians and the Chinese aren't going along with the program, which is why we have a cyber war right now. Thank you, Jim. We're going to deal with these issues and more tomorrow after the show on video. And very popular, by the way. You're getting lots of very popular hits. We're posting on every network now. We've got many more ways of getting it posted up on Deagle Network, Vimeo, YouTube, Minds, etc. Many more avenues to get this information out. So, can't stop.
Wonderful, Bill. Thanks. Thanks for featuring me.
You're amazing. I'm amazed every time and scared. I'm good thing I'm sitting down so I don't fall down with the latest news. Man, this is nuts.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.